This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, that, wow. Black Makos of the Abyss. I'm nervous already. Remember how we interviewed the Vegas? The Golden Knights, the Army's parachute team?
Yes.
And how they were all...
Not the hockey team.
Not the hockey team,
yeah.
But the actual show parachute team that they're always coming to... They jump at Forest Park, and they're really cool and fun.
To be clear, that's not the only place they jump.
No, but they did come
like,
to St. Louis.
Yeah, that
was the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they are terrified of the water. These guys jump out of airplanes for a living.
Mm-hmm.
They hang over the edge of the plane and look out like it's nothing, and I'm terrified of what they're doing. They are afraid of the water. And they say because you don't know what's down there, I can at least see what's in the sky. And to talk about Shark Week with us, because it is Shark Week happening right now, Keith Poe is a shark expert and shark tagger. He's been doing this for 30 years. And the Shark Week team has discovered some unusual black makos off the California coast. And Keith is with us to talk about it. And by the way, Black Makos of the Abyss tonight on Discovery at 9 o'clock. Keith, how you doing? It's good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Good to talk to you guys again.
All right. Tell us about these black makos and should we be afraid of them? Because I'm scared now.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to swim with them. They're very aggressive. I've only seen about three of them in 30 years, and I've seen over 5,000. So 3 out of 5,000 is quite unique. And they're here in Southern California. And the times that I've seen them, they've been extremely aggressive, and they look completely different than the other makos. So it's a mystery that are intrigued by that we want to unfold.
So you mentioned that they're different than the other makos, which tend to be more like dark blue, I guess, or gray. So is it really a new, quote-unquote, discovery, the black makos? They've never been seen before?
Well, no one's described them before that I'm aware of, but they do look like a long fin mako, but there are some characteristics about them that aren't the same. And generally, long fin makos are dark like this, but they're skinnier and longer. And this shark is very bulky and extremely aggressive, and it was beating up all the other sharks and wouldn't let them near the boat. It kept biting the boat and tearing the buckets off the boat.
Wow.
So it's very unique in that regard.
So they're aggressive, right? Mm-hmm. Are they more aggressive than typical makos? And then what are makos compared to? Like, I've always heard that tiger sharks and bull sharks are really aggressive. You know, we all think about the great white because that's the Jaws shark, right? But the bull shark, tiger shark, from what I understand, are way more aggressive toward humans. Where do these makos fit in?
Okay, well, if you look at the exhaust ports on a mako and a great white compared to the sharks you're talking about, tigers and bulls, they have a much larger gill section, which means they're much more active and have a lot more power and strength and endurance. And the Makos here aren't like Makos in most other places. These here seem to be predominantly predating on marine mammals like great whites. So they're very aggressive in that regard to begin with. But this black Mako is just...
I think we lost Keith.
Nope.
Is he there? Nope, we lost him.
Nope, we will get that Keith
was,
back.
That was one hell of a cliffhanger. These black Makos are just... What? What?
I'm looking at the picture of the black Mako shark, and its teeth and gums are horrific.
Yeah, I don't know. Man, these...
Do you go in the ocean much, Ron?
No. I don't need to. I don't need to go into the ocean. I can be perfectly comfortable just standing on shore and looking.
What I like about the Gulf side of Florida is that the water is so clear that if you are like on a stand-up paddleboard or you're just swimming in the ocean, you can kind of see what's coming at you or what's beneath you. But man, I've seen sharks, like little sand sharks that maybe are a couple feet long. I've seen those in Destin, but just knowing there are these big old sharks out here. If you're a surfer in California, you fall off your board. Have you seen that video that's gone viral of the professional surfer who, I don't know, is swimming out to where he's going to go surf or whatever, and all of a sudden he starts thrashing in the water?
But I don't know, does he die?
He did not die, but he was attacked by a shark.
He did not die? Okay. Keith Poe is back with us. We have reestablished connection, and you were about to say something about the black Mako. You said the black Mako is just, and then we lost.
Yeah.
So we are assuming you're about to say the most dangerous thing in the world.
Well, just let me tell you, in the show, we're going out to try to find out what is the deal with the shark, what makes it different from the other sharks. We're trying to figure out if it's just a pigment situation or if it's a normal Mako, a regular Mako that has a custom cool paint job on it, or if it's a mutant that has some sort of darker color that's from a genetic factor or from environmental factors like pollution off the between Palos Verdes and California, or between Palos Verdes and Catalina Island here in Southern California, there's a toxic dump out there where there's barrels all over the ocean floor full of DDTs and PCBs. And we don't know if that could be one of the factors. So we're looking into that. And we don't know if it's possibly, but very unlikely, two different species that have gotten together. So those are all the things that we're looking at. And then we're trying to figure out what it is about this shark that makes it so unique. I took and was going to get genetic samples and tag the black Mako, but unfortunately the times that I ran into them, I wasn't on permit. So you can't do that unless you're on permit. So I'm, and during the show, that's what we're trying to do is catch one, tag one, and get the genetic sample and figure out exactly what it is and come up with some answers for everybody in the show.
The show you're talking about is Black Makos of the Abyss tonight on Discovery at 9 o'clock, and Keith will be a part of that show. He's featured there, so you're going to want to tune in tonight.
Okay. I know that in so many areas, Keith, ignorance is bliss, and we've all seen people who've done things and go, oh, man, if they only knew. If they only knew how dangerous that was, they wouldn't do that. I look at surfers. We were just talking about a pro surfer who was attacked by a shark. When you see surfers like off the coast of California or wherever it may be, you, knowing what you know, do you think surfers are crazy? Would you say, I would absolutely never surf because I'm sitting fodder for the sharks out there?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things to take in consideration when you think about that. I don't get in the water because every time I go to the water, all I see is giant marine mammal killers that eat animals the size of me. So,
So that's, but you're out there, right? Like you're well offshore. If you're a beach goer, would you get into the water, you know, right off the beach?
I would in most places that are very populated, but if it's a marine mammal area where there's lots of marine mammals there, I would not get in the water because that's generally where the adults congregate. But generally speaking, in Santa Monica Bay and up and down the coast in Orange County here, you just have juvenile great whites there, and they're eating halibut, skates, and rays on the bottom, and they have no interest in humans whatsoever. and there's no danger there. But sometimes you have the sub-adults that are around 9, 10 feet that are transferring from fish eating to marine mammal eating, and they might take an opportunity that could be an accidental human bite. And, you know, but generally just investigating, and they're transitioning, and then they'll move over to the areas where there's just marine mammal haulouts, which are generally not where most places are really populated. They're in very remote locations, and that's why the marine mammals have hauled out there, because they feel safe away from humans.
You know, in St. Louis, for some reason, a lot of us St. Louisans go to Destin, Florida for vacation. And I never, ever pictured sharks in Destin, Florida, or that Fort Walton Beach area. But I think it was just last year that there were some shark attacks in that area. How unusual is it to have these sharks in Destin? Is it that we've been ignorant, or are those sharks really congregating more in that area?
Okay, I'm in Southern California, and I can pretty much tell you anything you want to know about over here, but okay. I can't tell you on the East Coast.
Okay, because I feel like there have been areas, and maybe there's areas like that in Southern California, beaches that used to be considered pretty populated, pretty safe, have seen an influx of sharks. Have you seen that anywhere in California?
Absolutely. The commercial fishing industry here had a lot of destructive gear that was very detrimental to the shark populations here, and they're doing a lot better job now managing that than they used to, and we're seeing an increase in great whites, makos, and other species here, which is a good thing because we have an overpopulation of marine mammals, and hopefully they'll balance each other out and be healthy for the fishery, and that's what it's all about, the work that I'm doing.
So I mentioned as we were bringing you into the conversation, the parachute team, the Golden Knights, the Army's parachute team, and how they had done their research before they came to St. Louis to perform because of the Mississippi River. And they all knew that sharks have been found in the Mississippi River, so they were afraid to land in the water.
Keith is laughing.
How common? That's what they said. How common would it be for a shark to make its way upstream? I don't feel like it could make its way to St. Louis, but what can they do?
What can they do is I don't know. If you get in the water, you're always in danger. But I'm not sure of the geographical area and how far up, and if bull sharks could make it up that far or not. But I would generally think that they would be safe. That would be kind of a unique situation.
Okay.
I have a subjective cultural question for you, Keith, and that is, a lot of people became more aware or more afraid of sharks after the movie Jaws. Do you think Jaws was a net benefit for sharks and people relationships, or did it hurt the relationships between sharks and people?
Well, I think it's probably somewhere in between there, because it's brought a lot of attention, which has fostered a lot of research, and people have become more aware overall, I would say, and that's a good thing.
Keith Poe, we love talking to you, and we appreciate it, and we know that this is a fun week for you, and we're looking forward to watching the show tonight on Discovery. So thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, have a wonderful day.
Keith Poe, shark expert and tagger. He's been doing that for 3 decades. And again, it is Shark Week on Discovery. So the show Keith will be featured in is called Black Makos of the Abyss. It is tonight, 9 o'clock Central Time. So 9 o'clock our time, and you should be watching that on Discovery. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Okay, we didn't get to one aspect of the Gen Z story. You know, the Gen Z is the worst story. When we talked about work phishing and Gen Zers accepting jobs, going to interviews, applying for a job, getting the job, and then just for no reason, without any explanation, not showing up for day one. And how Gen Zers are generally more unreliable and employers are having hard time with Gen Zers. Well, there's another side of this that I will say I haven't yet experienced. Now, I'm not calling a lot of Gen Zers in general, much less Gen Zers I don't know. I'm not calling them. But Gen Zers are apparently answering the phone when they get a phone call, which, again, find like to be that a hole in the story. Really? People answer their phones these days? I don't buy that. But apparently when Gen Zers answer the phone, they don't say hello. As the New York Post put it, I can hear their breathing. Employers are enraged over Gen Z's rude phone etiquette. So when you call a Gen Zer, you dial their number, ring, somebody picks up the phone.
And they don't say anything.
And they don't say anything. I haven't experienced this, but like I said,
I guess I don't call a lot of Gen Z people.
I know. I was like, the only Gen Zers I call are like my goddaughter or, you know, close family friends or family members. So I'm not an employer calling random
no,
Gen
yeah,
Zers.
Me neither. I call my mom and I call people who are not answering text messages in a timely manner.
Yeah.
That's it.
But apparently it is a thing. It's a YouGov poll taken last year, found that 25%, now why are these all coming out of the UK? I don't know. But 25% of Brits aged 18 to 24, Gen Z, think it's okay to answer the phone without any form of greeting.
What? There's no way.
Isn't
what?
It just intuitive?
There's just no way.
It doesn't. Well, that's my problem, is that not only is it, to me, it's intuitive to be, hello? That would be intuitive. Also, how many Gen Zers are actually answering the phone for numbers that they don't know? Numbers they don't recognize.
It can't be many.
Because I don't answer the phone when I don't recognize the number.
Sometimes I do, just out of curiosity, and then I realize quickly, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Why did I do that? Because you never know if it's a scam call. Usually it is a scam call, but sometimes it's not. This is a, you would think that just by instinct you would know to pick up the phone and say, yeah. You would say something. You would just talk, right?
So again, 314-436-7900. Shoot us a text. Have you experienced this? Because again, I've had a lot of experiences with Gen Z and that generation for various reasons, tutoring, family, whatever it may be. But I've yet to call someone who picked up the phone and didn't say hello.
Well, there was this thing that maybe
you
had. Like a baby would do that. Because a baby doesn't really know what it's doing when it picks up a phone.
A baby doesn't know how to type in the passcode to answer the phone.
You don't have to have a passcode to answer the phone.
Don't you?
I don't think so.
Slide.
Yeah, you just slide it.
Slide, slide to the left.
So what is and this reminds me of the Gen Z stare conversation that's been going on the last few weeks. And this is also a thing that I am unaware of. They just have blank stares all the time. Like they're just staring into nothing. I don't really understand this concept or why it's become a big deal. There's no way this is an actual thing.
The blank staring, I have heard some personal interactions with that. They do get the blank stare. Like they're just waiting for you to prompt them to respond to something that you said. It is so bizarre. What? It's so counterintuitive to how like humans, I feel like, just naturally act. Now, a very generous interpretation of Gen Zers not saying hello is, quote, perhaps a prudent measure given the rise of spoofing spams where a bot will call you. And
Yes, I know about this.
But here's the thing. I know about that, but you're not supposed to say yes. Like if they say, hello, is this Chris Ranji? Yes. Don't say yes. But I've never heard someone say, don't say hello, because hello doesn't help the AI as much as an affirmative yes does.
And I've always also heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, but this is something that I have always heard, that if you say hello when you answer the phone and there's silence, they're waiting for you to say hello again, and then that is evidence of a scam call. And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I've never even looked into it. That's what I've heard. So if I do answer the phone and it's a number I don't know, I will say hello once.
Yep.
And if they don't, I just hang up.
Like, I do too.
Because if they really need me, they'll call back and think they got disconnected.
Yeah. And if someone if the phone person on the phone says, is this Amy Markscores? I say, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah.
I just, you know, and then either they'll hang up or whatever, but don't say yes. I do know that. Again, I was listening to another radio station, newsy station, and they were talking about Gen Z and the workplace and how, and again, I get it. Everybody thought millennials were entitled, but how Gen Zers want minimal effort, but they want maximum promotions, or sometimes they don't just show up for work, or the reasons for not showing up for work. And again, this was a true story on NPR about a Gen Zer who didn't show up to work, called in because he didn't get a lot of sleep that night and his eyes were baggy and he was tired and didn't look good and didn't feel that he could present himself.
Well, did he work at a skincare store? Show up looking like that.
He didn't show up. Didn't show up because her cat was sick. And so you're hearing these reasons. I have personally known some business owners where the Gen Zers don't show up because they have cramps. And it's like pretty interesting. I can't imagine.
Cramps sound awful though.
Well, they are. I've had cramps so bad I've almost passed out, but I still showed up for work. The New York Post quotes an employer.
Maybe you should have stayed home. Have you thought about that?
Well, I would, but my boss said that's stealing from the company.
Hey, you're using sick days.
You're stealing from the company.
Vacation day you used, stealing from the company.
So the New York Post quotes an employer who said when the employee didn't answer the phone. And, you know, why don't you answer the phone? And the employee said, you know, if somebody calls me out of the blue, what that says to me is they value their time more than my time. And I am not going to talk to them.
Hey, I got to tell you something. I respect the hell out of that.
What in the world?
I respect the hell out of that. That's awesome.
Insane. Insane.
Awesome. Completely completely off topic, but I'm just seeing Chris Higgins from Fox 2, you know, a meteorologist.
Yeah.
Seeing his tweet.
Uh-oh.
And he's got the allergy index.
Uh-oh.
And the mold is pretty high.
Mold's
at 41,000. The next one, plantain.
Like the bananas?
I don't know. It's like there's a plantain allergy. Could he have plantain allergies?
Was it supposed to be plants?
No, it says plantain. What in the hell is that?
Have you ever had fried plantains?
Not allergic to those.
Oh, so good.
Hey, it is midday midlife week. We've been covering it starting yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to a couple of ladies here in the building. Annie Fry of the Annie Fry Show. You know about her, a 97.1. Trish Everding, who is here in the building as well. The assistant brand manager for 97.1. We're talking about kids and the decision to have them or not have them and where you are at this point of your midlife. We will talk to Annie and Trisha next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Well, yesterday we kicked off our midday midlife conversation. And again, just want to clarify, not middle-aged.
It's different.
Midlife. It's very yeah. different because that's offensive. 35 to 45, right, is kind of that midlife where it's a weird age when you still feel young, but you lived a lot of life. Some of your friends might be getting married. Some might be getting divorced. Some have kids in college. Some are just having kids. So it's a crazy
time.
Some
are at a Coldplay concert.
Some are at a Coldplay concert. That is the voice of Annie Fry from The Annie Fry Show on 97.1.
Great to be over here. Thanks for inviting me.
We've got Annie in the conversation and Trisha Everdeen, who we talk about Steve and his boats. You are the Steve equivalent on the other side over there down the hall.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
you're welcome.
Where are your boats?
Yep.
You chose not to get boats in your midlife.
So we worked. Michael Kelly was in for Chris yesterday. He was at jury duty. Michael Kelly and I were talking about kind of the 30,000 foot view of, are you where you thought you would be at this age? And then it got into marriage. It got into kids. And just to kind of set the table here, I think people who listen know, I'll be 42 soon. I don't have kids. That's a surprise to me. With you, Annie.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
And 4.
Okay. When did you start having kids?
I was, my husband and I got married at 23 and had Charlie, who is 15, when I was 25 years old.
25 years
old. And now I look back and think that might not have been a responsible decision. That seems really young to be having kids, but that kind of was the plan.
Yeah.
And that's the type of, you said you grew up in a traditional home. I grew up in a very traditional, conservative values, Christian home. And, you know, you graduate high school, you go to college, you get married, you start a family, have a career. That's the way I planned it out, and that is kind of the way it went. But I will admit that I love my life. I have no regrets. But I kind of did that because that's what you did.
Right.
You know, that was the plan. I found a wonderful man who loves me, and we wanted to start this family together. But I'm very blessed in that way. But I didn't really ever consider what else there could be. It just is what I felt like I was set out to do.
Not that you have regrets or anything, but do you have times where you wonder if you should have thought about other things, other possibilities, other paths?
You know, like one of the things my husband and I have talked about, we were both born and raised in Edwardsville, Illinois, across the river. So we've grown up in Madison County. And by the way, I just realized this weekend, Missouri people speak in counties. Illinois people don't. Have you ever noticed that? You're an Illinois person.
Oh, yeah. No, we speak in towns.
Yeah. So Madison, yeah. It's just another thing. We don't even know where anyone goes to high school in Illinois. But we've talked before about, we both went to SIU Edwardsville. Both got communications degrees there. My husband went back and got a teaching degree. But we just stayed home. Our whole life is rooted in Edwardsville, Illinois, essentially. And sometimes my husband's a huge Notre Dame football fan. We've gone to Notre Dame to watch football games before. And you go take in like the history and the pomp and circumstance of a university like that. And you think, well, you didn't really have that at SIUE. Yeah. And we kind of wonder, like, what would that have been like? But it would have changed the course of where we are. So you do think a little bit about what you didn't have. I'm blessed that my life choices have worked out the way they did. But it's not regret. It's not, gosh, should I have done this? Because I know that I wouldn't have what I have right now. But you do wonder. You can't help but not. I started in sports talk radio. I worked at KFNS for 3 years. Wanted to be a sideline reporter. That's why I got my TV radio degree. And then I'm a smarter person than this, but it took me a few years into doing that to realize I'd be on the sideline nights and weekends, and I wanted a family.
Yep.
So I moved over to news talk. So I got pretty far before I was able to realize that wouldn't be conducive to the family life that
good
I wanted
thing, to have. Good thing is news only happens during business hours.
That's true. It does, in my life, it's noon to 3.
It's over at 3 o'clock. Yeah.
It is so interesting, like you said, things like, oh, I wonder why that didn't occur to me. I mean, we've all had things like that. And Trisha, and just again, like, you and I are the same age, both 41. Trisha, you're 36.
36,
yep. And you recently had your first baby.
Yeah, he just turned 1 last week.
So with you, went through your 20s, early 30s without kids. Was that something that was planned? Did you want to wait until later?
No. Well, you know, I didn't have the same. I was actually kind of antsy to get out, right? So I went to SIUE as well. I didn't go to a big college, but I thought, I'm going to move to a big city. Well, I made it to Soulard. So
That's bigger than the city I was in.
That's pretty much where it stopped.
The big city.
It's right. Close.
I landed in Soulard. And now, and thankfully, I met my husband and we figured out life together, but it took us a while to realize, okay, we want to get married. We want to have kids. We do want that traditional lifestyle. And then we started getting up against a clock, right? So we mm-hmm. finally got married and then we started kind of working backwards, like get closer to home, move back to Illinois, get closer to mom and dad. Okay, do we have time to have a family? Do we have time to, do we want more than one? Do we have time for more than one? So all of those questions. So there were a couple of years in there where we genuinely thought, like, I don't know if we've waited too long. Like if we jumped the, yeah.
Did you ever have the, or do you have it now? Because it seems like most people I know are always thinking about what their plan was. And I hate the 5-year question. Where do you see yourself? I have no idea, dude.
That's like
I don't know.
That's the only way to guarantee you won't be there in 5 years.
Right. It's like, I don't, so.
But not going to manifest that.
And you said, Annie, that you pretty much have done what your plan was. For the most part, right?
I had wide barriers on where we were headed, but little bob and weave, but still on the same course.
For either of you, do you ever get to the point where you think about, man, I was supposed to be doing this by now? Or at this point, I should have had 2 or 3 or a different house or whatever it is. Do you ever have those feelings?
You had.
Yeah, yes, very much so. More so once we got to like early 30s. We started looking around and trying to take stock of where we were in our careers and our life and our family. And it was like, maybe we shouldn't be at bars every night. Maybe we shouldn't be renting. Maybe we should be thinking about home ownership. Maybe we should be thinking about all these different things. And then we had to hurry up and try to figure it out really quickly. So that caution to the wind, we're going to live our best lives. We did that and we are very, very fortunate that it worked out the way it did. But we did that for just long enough, right up to the line, to where we almost missed it. So, yeah, I did for a long time.
I think that you kind of wonder what's on the greener grass. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about what is over there. So my son, Charlie, when he was born, was the first grandchild on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody else was even thinking kids at that time. He was the first baby among all of our friend group. So we had this like new toy for everybody to play with. And everybody was like, oh, baby. But at the same time, all of my friends were, if they were married, they were traveling. They were doing the things that they wanted to do. So it's interesting to sit on the other side. Like, we started early. My husband and I originally had said that we wanted to have kids early. We figured we're going to be broke when we have kids no matter what. Mm-hmm. So we might as well figure it out while we're young and we have the energy for it. And then we'd rather have our money in a young retirement or be younger and freer with our kids having moved on. And then I had a baby in 2021. So yeah. I've got a 4-year-old at home. Yeah. So we really did spread it out and everything. But I don't think that anybody can look at their life and... You have to be honest and say you're looking at what people who are not doing what you're doing. How nice would it be for that? Mm-hmm. But you don't know. They're looking over at you saying the same thing. So, you know, I'm a Christian and I have faith that I'm on a path that God has set before me. And I'm happy to follow that. But it's very human to want what other people have mm-hmm. and to forget about the things that make your life a blessing or how you are a blessing to other people because of the life that you're leading. So that is for me, has to be a very active participation in mindset. Mm-hmm. And when everybody else is out there having fun, living in the big city Soulard and going to Mardi Gras and you've got, you know, a toddler running around and a baby on your hip. And, you know, I loved it. I lived in Hamel, Illinois. It's kind of the country. And my husband was going back to school to be a teacher. I could be on either side of that going, I kind of would like to have the other thing.
Right. I know it's so interesting in what you said. With being a Christian and faith being a big part of your life. And that's how it is for me. And I grew up, like I said, pretty traditional. Yeah. Grew up homeschooled, 4 of us all homeschooled. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. And I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and homeschool. And, you know, the big question was like 4 kids or 5 kids, you know. And it never in a million years occurred to me that I wouldn't have kids. It's almost, and I'm, like I said, I'm 40, I'll be 42 this week. And it's almost an out-of-body experience because I decided not to go to college. I wanted to keep writing. You don't necessarily need a degree to write.
Sure.
And I didn't want college debt if I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. I stayed involved in the homeschool community for almost 20 years, like teaching, helping other homeschool moms to keep up that skill set. And years go by, and I had some great opportunities with writing books and working with the blues and getting into radio, but it was always subconsciously when I grow up, mm-hmm. when I grew up and get married and have a family. And when I grew up and get married and have a family. And then it kind of got to the point where it was like, okay, it won't be five kids. You know, I looked at the clock. I'm like, okay, it might be four kids, maybe it'll be three kids. And it's so weird because, you know, once you come to the realization that, oh my gosh, like that window's closed. And I know technically, you know, at 42, but I'm not, you know,
sure.
You know, going to have a family now, you know, and there's a lot would have to happen. That's not going to happen. And I'm not doing like, you know, any other mm-hmm. ways of having kids. Like I would kind of be the traditional way, get married and all that. And what you said, being human and thinking, how did this happen? And wrestling with God over it,
sure.
like the past couple of years, but then also ultimately trusting him like, okay, well, I've had so many great experiences and I know this is what I thought would happen and it's not going to happen. And I'm grateful for where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, sometimes I think, well, I mean, I think I've kind of gotten selfish, because it's just been me mm-hmm. until my 40s. And so now having kids sounds like, oh my gosh, that is such a huge responsibility. And you quote unquote, never get your life back. You know what I mean? Like it's not your life anymore.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like I'm still working through that realization.
I think we have to go to a break here. Is that right?
Yeah.
Soon. But I just want to say before we do that if you're wrestling with God over something like that as a person of faith, that's like a biblical thing, wrestling mm-hmm. with God.
Yeah.
Like it's not like we don't have time for this, but I could tell you of all of the different types of struggles and hardships that my family has gone through. While yes, I've had four kids and that family, but everybody has those struggles. And, you know, my understanding of faith is that when you're wrestling with God, God wants to wrestle with you. Like he wants you there with him. So I don't want to put out there some sort of like, oh, I'm a person of faith and I got everything I wanted, because that's like the opposite of what faith is really.
Life is hard.
Yes, it's very difficult.
Life is hard for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Annie, Trish, want to hang out for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's Chris and Amy's show on 104.1 FM, KMOX. Right back. Annie Fry, Trisha Everding with us here on our final segment. It's Chris and Amy's show. Gas House Gang is coming up. Ollie Marmel will join the show here. We got him for about a half hour. So Trisha was talking about, and we are in the middle of our midday midlife mm-hmm. Conversation that we are having
crisis.
For the entire week.
Well, we're trying to be more positive around
I think I've been having that since 25.
It's midday midlife, ..
And so Trisha, you were saying something interesting during the break about after having your first kid
yes.
a year ago,
yep.
how there was a moment where you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd be lying if you set me up there. I'd be lying if I said that once he got here, I was like, yeah, this is rainbows and sunshine and everything I ever wanted. Because we had a very established routine. Like we were set in our ways. We had bills figured out, sleep figured out, exercise mm-hmm. figured out, food figured out. The dog was happy in bed with us every night. And they're the first few months, I more than once, but not a ton. And I don't feel this way now. I thought, what have we done? Like we have made a mistake. This is we were good. And now we're not. And mm-hmm. there's no end in sight.
So
because it's a form of human torture to be awakened multiple times in the middle of the mm-hmm. night.
Yeah.
Like that's really hard.
And my husband's asleep on the couch. The baby's asleep over here in a basket near a closet. The dog doesn't know if he's allowed to come in or out. I haven't slept
dog's not
for
allowed in. Dog
weeks
has to stay
and it's, you know, it was, there were some really dark times there at the beginning where I thought we maybe should have reconsidered this.
When did that go away?
6 months in. I mean, it was never a constant thing where the whole time I was thinking, well, we made a mistake. I want to give this thing back, but I
you don't want to put it back.
Yeah. You cannot return it.
It was too late. I actually had a dream that both my dad and Steve told me that it would be okay if I put the baby up for adoption.
Oh my gosh, that, why was Steve in that conversation?
That nobody would judge
me. Because Steve wants her to be here.
Well, that's what I think, subconscious.
That's the most sensible thing she said so far.
Did he tell you when you were on maternity leave that you're stealing from the company? Because he said that to me.
Have you ever told Steve that?
I did. And he said, I would judge you. Because in the dream, he was like, nobody would judge you. He's like, oh, I'd judge you.
That's really, really good. But like you said, it's that up and down. Yeah, it's so funny. Annie nailed it with like the grass is greener. Probably at that point, you might have thought like, oh my gosh, you know, what have we done?
The first kid is super challenging.
Yeah.
Because the sleep deprived thing, like it doesn't matter if you have a kid or if you don't have a kid. If you're going through something that's depriving you of sleep, everything's, you can't make rational decisions as well. Mm-mm. When you don't have sleep.
Not thinking.
And then when you look forward to, I don't know if I'm ever going to sleep again.
No.
That becomes a little burdensome. So you have to figure out with your partner, like, how do we do this together? And you have to be willing to ask for help. And when people say, oh, what can I do? You say, come over and hold my baby. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like the best thing.
And you said you're vocal about this on your show. It's also okay to not love being pregnant.
I hate it. I've said God made me hate being pregnant. I've got four kids, and it's the worst thing ever.
Imagine if you loved it. You might have 12 kids.
Yeah. No. I mean, it took me about 3 or 4 years in between each one to be like, fine, I think I could do this again. But throwing up every day got worse with every pregnancy. Can't sleep. Everything hurts. With every kid that you have sequentially, you've got to take care of the other ones and still try to be a present mom. I worked through the whole pregnancies. Miserable, but worth it. So...
It's so interesting. This is where I just go back to life is interesting. And, you know, we talk about faith. I'm glad I have faith to get me through, because life is hard whether you have faith or not. Like, life is hard for people, period. And there's things that you go through. And I think right now, just to be clear, like I wrestling, you know, with God over it, not doubting him, but just asking, you know, talking to him, going, wow, this is hard. I'm grieving this. And the grieving is kind of an up and down process. Right. I think I'm in a really good place. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a time when there's a sad moment again. But then you come back out of it. And like you said, being a parent, there's really hard times. Of course, worth it, because there's the joy of your kids. But, you know, it's kind of a roller coaster on either side, probably.
Mm-hmm. Tricia, yours is too young for this. But Annie, do you remind your children how difficult they work?
Yeah.
Do you know how much trouble I had having you? Say, I had so much trouble having you, so... Get in line.
Well,
does it work?
Other than my son, well, no, other than Molly, my youngest, they all witnessed me be miserable. I mean, they would hear me. They'd know if I got up and left a room that I was throwing up in a bathroom or something like
so
that.
They'll appreciate you.
They know.
They better.
Yeah.
They'll do your show.
They're good kids. Yeah, I got to go.
Thanks for coming in here.
Ryan Wiggins just wrote in a message to me, betrayal.
Wow.
Hey, Ryan, hear me on KMOX?
She's having a much better time, Ryan. Annie Fry?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tricia Everding, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Chris and Amy's show will be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. But coming up next, Ollie Marmel, part of the Gas House Gang, Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, and me next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.